This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 15th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11. It says there, "Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true." End of quote. The noble means having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideals. End of quote. It also means a person with aristocratic status. The Bible says the Berean Jews in Apostle Paul's time, during his missionary journey, were nobler than those in Thessalonica. Both groups were Jews, but one had certain more dignified and aristocratic characters, and they were the Berea Jews. Let us see what made them more noble than others. Two things that distinguished them are said in our Bible insight today. Number one, they received the message of the Word of God with great eagerness. Second, they examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. You see, I believe these are the two unique traits that can distinguish you dignified and aristocratic. When the word is preached from the Bible, do you receive with eagerness when we hear the word of God from the pages of the Bible? Why don't we give full attention regardless of the speaker? The first dignified, nobler, and aristocratic trait is this. The second dignified and noble trait is not just accepting all you hear. Do your homework by diligently seeking in the pages of the Bible to make sure that what you heard is indeed true. You see, people generally want to hear the voice of God. I heard people ask this question, "What is the word of God today?" Or, "What should I do in this particular situation that I face?" They are so desirous to hear God's voice. However, there is a subtle danger and much harm that can cause in your life when you hear man's voice instead of God's voice. Now, how do you distinguish man's voice and God's voice? First of all, you seek in the pages of the Bible to make sure what you heard is true indeed. Suppose what you heard cannot be found or verified without a doubt in the Bible, then probably what you heard is not God's voice. You just listen to a man's voice instead. If someone says to you, "This is the message of God," and what they said is not verifiable in the pages of the Bible, you must not accept it as God's voice. If you are not familiar with the Bible, then visit a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church and set an appointment with someone who indeed studied the Bible and can guide you in the truth of the Bible. Now, be quick to hear the word of God. Same way, be quick to seek if the Bible approves what you heard diligently. Apply a simple common sense here. Does what I'm hearing is according to what God already said in the Bible? Does it contradict what God already said? Does it cause more confusion than direct and straight directions God already gave in the Bible? You would be spared from many false teachings going around in this world. Secondly, you would safeguard yourself from many pains and dangers by following these two simple, nobler traits. Listen to what makes you nobler and aristocratic than others are. Receive the word of God with all happiness, with all eagerness. Secondly, check with the Bible if what you heard is what God already revealed in the Bible. Once you confirm the message's truth, you can be assured that what God said would not change over the time. You see, God is consistent and His words and counsels are consistent, and it is the same all through the years. What God said was true thousands of years ago, and they all will still be true today. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Bible, that even if heaven and earth will pass away, His words recorded in the pages of the Bible will never pass away. Luke 21:33. Now God says in the Bible, listen, God says that He loves you, that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. You must accept that message and put your trust and belief in Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Bible says God sent Jesus to save you, to forgive your sins, to give you peace and grant you eternal life with Him in heaven. The Bible emphatically supports this truth. The question is, have you accepted the gospel message? And have you got saved yet? If not, would you pray with me today? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I need the Savior you gave me because I know I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again in my place for all of my sins. I accept the message. I accept the gospel. And I accept your love and forgiveness. And I invite Jesus into my life. Please forgive me and save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.